I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up podcast, a new variety of apple which has taken two decades to develop across the ditch in New Zealand, is proving popular in the Chinese market despite the current pandemic. The Dazzle Apple has been developed by New Zealand's largest apple grower. It's red in colour and sweet in taste. Our reporter Emily O'Brien caught up with Bostock New Zealand's Managing Director John Bostock, who says it's the best apple he's developed in his 30 years of growing organic apples.
We've been developing a range of new apples, and in this case we've targeted an apple that will be appreciated in the Asian markets and in particular in the Chinese market. And with Plant and Food, the New Zealand Research Department, we've come up with this amazing apple that we're commercialising called Dazzle.
And what is it about the Dazzle apple, do you think, that is proving so popular over in China?
Well, it's about its appearance. It's an amazing red apple with really good colouring, but also its taste. It has a really delicate flavour and it's very sweet. And that's exactly what the Chinese like. They don't like apples with a lot of acid in them. They much prefer an apple that is more sweet than acid.
And how long has it taken you to perfect the Dazzle apple?
Well, it's been a long time in the breeding. And Plant and Food are the breeders and owners, and we're the people who are commercialising it. But this is a project that's been 10, 15 years in the making.
Have the apples been, you know, affected in any way by coronavirus?
No. Quite interestingly, the Chinese are very interested in health and healthy eating and healthy food that can help their people's immune systems. So in particular, a new apple like this has been very well received.
You're hoping to hit a milestone in the next 5 years in terms of apple plantings. How many cartons are you hoping to have ready?
Well, my company will have about 600,000 cartons in the next 5 years. And some of my other friends that I'm collaborating with will be producing similar kind of volumes. And maybe there'll be about 2 million cartons in about 6 or 7 years once everybody's up to full speed.
And John, how are you faring in terms of the profit of these apples? How much are you making from selling them in China compared to apples that we might be eating in New Zealand and Australia?
Well, compared to standard varieties such as Royal Garter, there's probably a 50% or even 80% premium above the standard varieties. So that's not unusual for a new variety. And for this apple, people are finding a really good value and absolutely going for it.
Are we seeing the apple being sold in Australian and New Zealand supermarkets, or are you not marketing it to our countries?
Well, under the commercialisation rule, we're not licensed in New Zealand to sell it in Australia, but there is an Australian licensee, and hopefully those people will plant it and sell it in the Australian market.
That's reporter Emily O'Brien there, speaking with Bostock New Zealand's Managing Director John Bostock about the newly developed Dazzle apple variety. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for this Monday. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.